Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Devin White. Batting second, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting third, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Sean Green. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Mike Huff. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sandy Martinez. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Domingo Cedeno. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Edwin Hurtado. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third, the third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth, the DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting 7th, the catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting 8th, the first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting 9th, the second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Hill. And now, play ball. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton bunts in front of the plate. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lofton moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murray moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murray moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague hits a pop-up towards short. Vizcal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff strikes out. One out. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. Olerud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to third. Olerud moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague is 0 for 1 in the game. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar scores. One out. It's Blue Jays, 2, Indians, 2. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Olerud scores. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Huff out. Two outs. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Murray moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Murray moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. Martinez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ramirez out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. One out. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olerud hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sprague hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Bell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's Blue Jays, 3, Indians, 3. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. Huff hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Huff reaches second base with a double. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huff scores. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Domingo Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Danny Cox now pitching. Mike Huff now playing center field. Joe Carter now playing left field. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Huff. Perry reaches second base with a double. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Perry trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sprague hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Sprague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Huff bunts between the mound and first base. Hill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Huff for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cedeno for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby pinch runs for Manny Ramirez. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Kirby moves to third. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perry strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Tony Castillo now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirby tags and scores. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 4, Indians, 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Carlos Berga now playing second base. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Jose Mesa now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Rogers now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.